dashing through the mall with Mix 104.1. Bring your toys for tots, and it will be
the
so
lovely fun. Friends of Broadway from Sudbury came out and sang for us weekend before last.
Mall, don't forget your toy. Oh, toys for tots with Mix 104.1. Bring your toy to the mall, and it will be so fun.
Thank you to everybody that brought us a toy for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. Thank you to Simon Malls. We wrapped up our Simon Mall stops over the weekend. Saturday at South Shore Plaza, I heard that really went well. And then North Shore Mall yesterday. And we just can't say thank you enough to everybody that brought us a toy. All the pictures are up on our Facebook page. We've had families that came by for the first time. And we've had families that have come by now for 5 years donating toys. A couple of people I want to say thank you to before we play this audio that Kennedy has for us. I want to say thank you to Ted Negotian, Negotian's Towing Service, and also Melinda, who is their office manager. So they have the towing service, and then they have a U-Haul of Brighton. And they gave us a 20-foot box truck for free to pick up all of our toys.
Yeah, we'd been screwed if we didn't have that.
Yeah, yesterday. I don't know.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So I have the truck parked. In fact, I drove it into Charlestown over the weekend. I was driving it back over here. I was like, don't go stir. Don't stir the brand new U-Haul truck. So we're going to be delivering a lot of toys today down to the seaport to the Marine Corps' Toys for Tots program. Also, thank you to Cannon Mountain. They collected over 300 toys this weekend.
Yep. Yes.
I guess they did a discount. Like if you brought a toy, you got half off your lift pass.
That's amazing.
Which is fantastic.
So thank you to our friends at Cannon. We appreciate you.
Kennedy, what is this audio I have here?
Well, we were just, this one was at South Shore, I think. And we saw this a lot with a lot of kids during our time we were collecting toys. And that was, it wasn't the parents making them do this, that they had truly made their own decision that they wanted to either, after they had a birthday party and they had a lot of toys, to give the toys away, or to get into their piggy banks and use that money to buy toys. And these two young men, young boys, did just that. So what's your name?
Riley.
What's your name?
Flynn.
And what did you do with your piggy bank money?
I took $25 and I donated it to the children and all the people and got all this stuff for them.
Did you do the same thing?
I gotta say something.
Yes?
Yes.
Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So cute.
Yes. And I'm getting a call right now from Wellesley High School and I don't know what they need.
Go ahead, answer it.
They're like, hey, there's been a theft.
Yeah. Hi. We're so I'm on the radio. Quick. What's
all
up?
All of your.
Oh my God.
Tell me.
We can literally hear her.
We can hear her.
Tell me.
I won't even do it justice.
Okay. Don't say anything. Then.
Don't swear.
Yeah.
Don't swear.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Wait.
Listen to me. Okay. I had a mother come in with 10 bags stuffed with toys, and then she went to the Wellesley toy shop. They said what they were doing. He said, oh my God, you don't have enough girls' toys. And they gave him a whole other bag of all girls' toys. Can I text you a picture?
Okay, yes.
You can do whatever you like.
Okay. I love it.
All right.
I don't even know if she knows. Hang on. She's on the radio right now.
I did. I told her.
That was actually way more reliable than our regular phone system, which
was
awesome.
Who was that?
That's Diane. She's the secretary at Wellesley High School.
By the way.
And they told me last week they were coming in hot, but it looks like I might need to borrow that truck.
You shame them.
You shame students.
And it worked.
Hey, man, I do what I do to win.
I love it.
Okay, so we are counting up all the toys. We have the schools that are going to be coming in this week. And our goal is to announce on Friday all of the toys, and then we're having a party on Saturday. We're going to be down in the seaport. We're going to be at City Tap House for the pajamas and pancake party. That'll be from 12 to 2. You come down there. You have a good time. If you have some toys that you haven't brought to us, you can bring them there. Or if you need to bring them to the radio station, yes, we're still accepting them, but we do have to get them to them as quickly.
Yeah, we need to wrap it up. Yeah. So if you're going to do Amazon, that two-day delivery probably, important.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.